and stories you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Woo, woo, woo. Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM. Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM.
And now. Here's BAM.
Here's BAM.
Chat. Yeah. What's that new device?
It's just a recorder.
How much does that cost?
Sirius paid for it.
Oh, they did?
Yep.
Is it yours or theirs?
It's theirs. It's what they gave me.
But it belongs to you at your house?
For the last few years, yeah. Since everything in this radio room is...
Why have I never seen it?
I don't know.
You never used this yet?
Yeah, that's what I use for mobile recording.
I could tell a high-tech shit, and I would remember that last time.
Well, I use this for mobile recording because everything in this radio room is destroyed.
I know. Who do we blame? Cleveland?
I don't know. I guess so.
Why do not? We blame Cleveland?
Why not?
Why wouldn't we?
Cleveland, dude.
Or we could blame Novak, but he's in jail for 2 years.
2 years?
Yeah, dude.
2 years?
Well, it's 2 years, but if he is good behavior, then it's December 30th, which is still 9 fucking months, man.
So 2 years.
9 months is a long time. He might get out and be a different person. You never know.
Apple's claiming he's amazing right now. She goes 3 days a week to visit.
Yeah, but you hang out with dudes in jail. Like, he's with, like, murderers and rapists.
He's in the hole.
If he comes out... Yeah, I know. If he comes out and he talks to all these, like, dudes who talk all, like... homeboyish, yeah. Maybe he'll be like, yo, what up, dog? And I'll be like,
yo,
what?
Yo, you know what I'm saying?
Yo, what up, Bane?
Yo, Bane, what's going on? You know what I'm saying? No, I don't know what you're saying.
Yeah, I fucks with it.
I fucks with it. What's good with it? Yo, what's up with the snow, bro?
Yo, what's up with the snow, man?
What's up with the snow, bro? First of all, I have to apologize to Chad I. Ginsburg.
Why?
Because I Indian gave.
Did you?
I gave you this sweet-ass ruby when I was all wasted, and then when I woke up the next day, I was like, damn it, I just bought it, and I gave this dude $500 cash. Would you think that is not worth that? It's not like I bought it off the street. I bought it at a fucking certified Mao.
A Mao?
The King of Prussia Mao.
Oh. Well, I think it's fake. It's made of shit.
It's made of shit.
Did it turn your hand green?
Your mic isn't fucking working, Cleveland. You probably...
Go do the other one, Cleveland.
That one doesn't work. Or you can switch with Tammy and let Tammy
skip
have
skip to the other one. Just go to that one.
You're throwing me out.
He doesn't want to fuck up his new hairdo.
He doesn't want to fuck up his new hairdo.
Ryan Cleveland at Twitter.
Come on, guys. I don't tweet that much. Yeah, right. Dude, you're tweeting right now.
Motherfucking G, Kim is walking down the aisle.
I know.
And G has his iPhone out tweeting about it.
G just got married. He's the dude who takes photos of me, skateboarding photos, and he got married yesterday. And as his wife is walking down the aisle, he's taking photos of her, tweeting it at that exact time.
Shut up.
No. That's like Aaron McGeehee, Danger Aaron. We're at the EMA Awards, European MTV Awards, and I'm presenting an award, and the whole Jackass crew is behind me, and Aaron's sitting there taking pictures of the crowd, tweeting it, live on TV.
Tweeting it. I don't believe it.
And Facebooking it.
Fuck Facebook, dude.
I'll fuck your Fay.
I was reading on SCKY today, somebody wrote in, hey, Chad, is Bam mad that you're now going out with Bianca? I saw it on your Facebook. I don't have a fucking Facebook, so...
Well, apparently I have 30 Facebooks, or 50.
You have like 50? One of them is real, though.
We can't hear Tammy.
All right.
Now we can.
You have so many Facebooks.
How many?
So many. You have about 25.
Did you ever find the real me?
Yeah, I know the real you.
Who, me?
I'm on it.
The real one's got like 700,000 people.
Yeah, the real one has like, but like you have like...
Is it really 700,000?
Yep.
It's big time.
And should I be saying that I don't do it? I hired G, who just got married yesterday, to
that's
be
not
me.
Bad. It's a fan page.
You tell him what to put up.
It's a fan page.
I tell him what to put up.
He's not like talking
for you. Yeah, it's official a fan page, man.
Official. That makes sense.
No, it's a fan page. It's good. You have so many pretty pictures on it and stuff.
So how many do I have?
Tons.
Like 700 something thousand.
On the real one, you have a lot.
I need your code. You know what happened to me last night?
After the wedding?
Yeah.
Let me guess. You got drunk and laid?
No.
Did you get laid, evidently?
I don't know.
Evidently, I got drunk, and then I decided to take Jacaso out to my car at 3:30 in the morning and blast the new Sounds album. And the security guy comes up, and he goes, he knocks on the door. I'm like, are you annoyed? I'm
Ronald. Like,
Is that his name?
That black guy, Ronald?
Yeah, black guy, Ronald.
Yeah, he kicked me and Louie already out.
Yeah, well, I figured it out. Because I thought about it. You know, like, if everybody is staying at the Courtyard Marriott and everybody's wasted from a wedding, you know, by 3:30 he's going to be completely fed up, which he was. And I'm in my car blasting the new Sounds to Jacaso, and he knocks on the door and he goes, "Yo, don't you know people were trying to sleep?" I was like, "What?" I'm like, "The windows are up. Like, I'm listening to a song with my buddy because it's a
and it's off a fucking highway, off the turnpike."
Exactly. And he goes, "Well, are you staying here?" I'm like, "Why the fuck would I park in the Courtyard Marriott if I wasn't staying at the Courtyard Marriott, you fucking idiot?" And then he's like, "Oh, that's it." And then he's like, "I'm calling the police." I'm like, "Whatever. I don't need a play-by-play. Just fucking do it."
For what? Calling him an idiot?
No, for calling the police. No. He's like, "I'm going to call the police." I'm like, "I don't need a play-by-play. Just do it."
All right.
So then he called him.
Right.
And then I rolled the window. And then I blast the music again. And we're jamming out. Then he knocks on the door again. I'm like, "Fucking what?" He's like, "The police have been called." I'm like, "Good.
Yeah.
I don't care. Like, whatever." Then I start. 10 minutes goes by. And we're listening to the album. And, I realize that I'm in my car sipping on a beer.
Oh.
So I'm like, I could potentially get a DUI because the car has been started to listen to the music.
If you just chuck the keys out the window.
Yeah, well, what I did was, like, all right, Jacaso, we really do need to go now. So then we get out and we start walking and the dudes follow me. And he's like 2 feet away from me, this black dude. And I just start going, I'm just like... "Yeah, yo, I got nothing better to do, dog, except call the police because I got nothing better to do, dog. Yeah, dog, I got nothing better to do but to call the police because I got nothing better to do, dog." Yeah. And I just kept saying it, and he was so furious. And then I go, I was like, he's like, "I'm kicking you out of this hotel." I'm like, "Oh, you're kicking me out? I doubt it." And I'm like, "I'll give you $100 if you kick me out." He's like, "All right, give me the money." And I'm like, "All right, fine, I will." And I get out the $100. I'm like, and I'm handing it to him. I'm like, "Wait a minute. I'm not giving you $100. You're a fucking asshole. Like, I'm not going to give you $100.
This is the same security dude that G called LeBron James earlier in the night.
Yeah. So
I know who he is. Ronald, yeah.
Yeah, Ronald. So then the police are pulling up as I'm walking into the hotel, and I see them pulling up, and I am holding a beer, and I didn't feel like talking, so I just look at Jacaso. I go, 214. And I just run to 214. Kicked the door open. Louis left the door open, thank God. And I just jump in. I'm like, "Louis, the police are on their way." He's like, "Shut up." He's like, you're playing it up." I'm like, "I am not playing it up. They're going to be knocking on the door in 4 minutes. And I take all my clothes off and I lay in bed. And I'm like, "You're answering the door with your fucking dick hanging out because you're sleeping." So what happens? 4 minutes goes by. Louis bangs, the cops bang on the door. I go, "Louis, fucking answer it." So Louis answered with his glasses on, and he's like, dick is hanging out with a fucking wife beater. He's like, "Hello?" You know, and they're like, "Who's in here?" He's like, "It's just me and my buddy." "Why? What's happening?" Like, "Well, who's your buddy? We need to take a look." So then they put a flashlight on me, and I'm faking sleeping. And they're like, "That's the one. Get up." And I'm like, "Me?" They're like,
"Me?
Yeah, me?"
"Me?"
They're like, "Stand up." I'm like, "What's going to happen when I stand up?" And
you
they
really
didn't know.
Did
that, yeah, I'm like, "What's gonna happen when I stand up? What are you gonna? Why can't I just lay here and talk?" Then they realized that it's the dude from Jackass. So then we started cracking jokes and shit, and they were cool. But you know that they did say that I had to leave.
What happened to Jacaso? Was he still in the car?
Oh, yeah. They're like, "I gave Jacaso my blazer. It was a pinstripe silver blazer," and they're like, "Yeah. The dude with the pinstripe blazer is arrested. He's in handcuffs." I'm like, "Jacaso?" And they're like, "Yeah, the guy with the pinstripe." I'm like, "Yeah." I'm like, he was being insubordinate. I'm like, he is the last person to ever be insubordinate. And you know what? I made him listen to the new sound CD, and he didn't even want to be there when I was yelling at the dude. So the fact that he's arrested, I'll take all blame for it, and you arrest me instead of him. And then it turned out to us cracking jokes, and then, but ego comes in, and I'm like, dude.
Who's he?
Ego?
Ego.
Ronald.
Ronald, oh, okay. Oh.
Ronald's like, yeah, I got pool around this courtyard, Mario. I'm going to make sure he's kicked out, dog. So what do? I get kicked out. And I'm like, and I tell the police officers, three of them. I'm like, dude, ego kicks in now. I'm like, now Ronald is going to see me walk out the door because I got kicked out, and I'm going to be embarrassed. Now I got to think of something brilliant to say. Like, don't think of anything to say. Just go. And then they're like, what about Chicago? He's like, he won't get arrested if he has somewhere to go because he can't stay here. And I'm like, fine. I have an R8, but it's two-seater, so he's going to have to sit on the fucking lap. And they're like, we don't care. That's fine. So he sits on my lap. It was a fucking disaster. And we had beer all over the car, like brand new beers everywhere. Not opened.
No, you're allowed to have, I guess you are, on open beers in there.
How else do you get them from the store?
But they wanted you to get in the car and go, and they didn't care if you were sober or not.
Well, they asked about, I've been drinking. I'm like, fuck yeah, I was at a wedding, dude. Like, hell yeah. You know, and then they were like, Missy ended up driving and Jocasta sat on my lap.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, so Jocasta never got put in jail, though. That's
no, crazy. But, like, they were like, where you, like, they thought that they caught the bad guy, but I was the bad guy, and I got away.
Straight up. Did they have any comment on the
Jocasta
new sound
didn't
singing?
Have anything to do with it.
It's a good thing you told them what CD you were listening to. I was in there listening to new sound CD.
I could just tell that he was fed up because he's watching all these people from a wedding come in all loud and obnoxious and insubordinate, and he's sitting there trimming on trees and shit. You know?
Trimming on them.
Yeah, and people were commenting, like, oh, look at the tree trimmer, you know, like coming in. You know, so there, he
at
was probably just fed up. Yeah, so 3:30 comes around, and I'm the one that he decides to pick on.
Well, he got his laugh, didn't he, Ronald?
Ronald didn't get his laugh because Courtyard Marriott in Hatboro has bed bugs. Hundreds of them.
Hundreds of them, I remember that.
Exactly the guy.
Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah, Ronald's like, yeah, see, I told you I'd get kicked out. I'm glad I'm getting kicked out because Philadelphia is so close where I have a place at. And you know what? Your place has fucking bed bugs. Hundreds of them.
Literally hundreds.
Literally hundreds of them.
Yeah, man. I know what that's from.
Chad was staying at the Days Inn in Los Angeles. And he looked it up on the internet to see what kind of place it was. And it says, I stayed there. There's bed bugs. Hundreds of them. And we were
literally hundreds.
So I said it to Ronald.
Oh, man. Well, they didn't kick the whole wedding party out.
Well,
he tried.
I'm going to have to devote a song to Ronald. Because he did win, all in all. Because I bet him $100 and I never paid him that he can't kick me out of this hotel.
I have the Volby, too, if that's what you're talking
about.
No,
the sounds.
Oh, yeah, good one. There's a new one, huh?
There is. It's brand new. Nobody has it yet except me.
Are we allowed to be playing it?
I am.
That's true.
I'm doing it.
What track do you like?
Can you play track one and then instantly go to track three without us talking?
Absolutely.
Thank you. And all blast right. It.
All right.
Full blown 10 volume.
Radio Bam Series XM.
Chad Ginsburg. Ruby. Represent. Sorry about that. I'm an Indian guru.
It's all right. You didn't give me no Indians, though. All right. The sounds.
It's so easy when you know how. listening to Radio Bam.
It's Radio Bam.
Faction.
Oh, yeah, fuck yeah.
Yeah, Radio Bam, Radio Series 20, Series Faction 52 XM. Pendarvis represent.
Yeah. Ham tams to the half.
That was The Sounds, and it's not out yet. And that was called No, No, No. And it was great. And I played the other one, too.
Our theme song.
Chaz.
Chad.
Chaz.
With a
from
D.
CKY. From CK. From CK1.
CKY. Yeah.
Chaz from CK1.
CKY.
Tammy says that she's crawling out of a web.
Oh, here's my web. I'm telling you. I crawl out of your web. I get out of your web.
What
like
web?
Your web.
What web? Charlotte's web?
Yeah, no, it's Bam's web.
Oh, there's a Bam
web. You have
web.
Like 20 girls in your web, and then all
oh, there's
like,
20 girls in a web.
I get to the top of the web, and you're like, nope, I don't think so.
There's a top of the web.
Now there's a top of a web?
Yeah, I get to the top
the
of the
center
web.
Center of the
out.
Web?
I think it's the
no.
center of the web.
Okay, I get to the center of the web. Get the
top,
fuck out.
Top, like top of the ladder,
and then all
of
a sudden
web.
He says something dumb and cute, and
what's
I'm
dumb?
Sucked back in.
When I say it's dumb and cute.
I don't want to say what you say. I can't say what you say to me.
You know what? It's on my Hawk's phone. Let me read it.
Oh, it is.
Let's read our conversation.
Oh, not that dumb stuff, idiot.
Let's read it out loud.
No, like, I'm saying like, you say the lovey stuff.
You send me love-hate messages just all
I
the time.
I do.
As long as you don't
she'll
read.
She's like, fuck you, Bam. Don't ever talk to me ever again. I love you. Please call me back. Please. I just
no,
want to talk
no,
to you. Fuck you, then. If you're not going to
yeah.
call me back, you're a piece of shit.
But then
I love
that,
you.
Though.
Don't
but
call
then,
me back.
But then he's like, babe, I love you so much. I miss you so much. I can't believe I'm here. I just want to come home to you. And then he's like, babe. Then you don't see me for 3 days. Like, babe, I was asleep for 2 days. Like, are you fucking kidding me, you asshole?
All right, here's the beginning of our conversation just today.
Oh, today was a bad.
Where are you guys? We need help with the Lambo. Where are you guys? Wait, what?
No, that's forever ago.
No, that's
I'm right at the right part.
Oh, okay. Seriously, you're the rudest thing ever. Go hang out with the gremlin. I say, who's the gremlin? You
oh,
know who
no.
it is, fucker. And I go, who? Cleveland? Dennis? Who?
Me?
And then you say, me? Purple Rain.
No, that's a kitty cat.
Yeah, I get it.
Danny Marie.
And then you say, ha, 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 gremlin. And then I say,
do you not know who, the
who? Steven Spielberg? And you say, who is the gremlin? Ronald Reagan? Nice. You are home and not with you. Spitting on you. I'm boozing. Don't text me anymore. Yes, ma'am. And then you write me back after I agreed to that. Then you say, you suck and whatever. You are exhausting and full of broken promises at PJs with nice people. I say, well, I hate you too and stuff.
And who invited me over? You.
I hate you too.
And you said you wanted me to come
and
over.
And stop.
And I know. He's like, and stop. What's the stop?
Then she says, shut up. But you spelled it wrong. He said, shut up.
Shut up. Because you say, shut up.
Shut up. I'm smiling. You suck. You better come see me. You are in big trouble now. Danny here making purple rains. Who?
Danny.
I mean, big naked wings, no breading. Danny, your favorite bartender. Oh, yeah. Right already. Drunk and got fucked so good. Fuck you. I'm getting bombed.
No, I said
so you got fucked at the bar?
No, I said you get fucked.
Just don't read the 15 text messages where you guys went back and forth going, you are. No, you
yeah,
are.
Yeah, you are.
Oh,
yeah,
no,
you
I'm
are.
Doing that.
Yeah.
Then I say, I have to do radio. Yeah, I know. Thanks for asking me to come over. You really do suck. You're a piece. Oh, shit. Hold on. I fucked up. Hold on. Mohawk, say something.
Says, and me? Me?
All right, here we are. I'm back. Okay. You're a piece.
Meanwhile, I'm relaying all the things he's saying
the
entire fucking time.
Yeah,
well, I would ask you to come over, but you asked me not to text you anymore, so that means you don't want to see me. I get it. My feelings equal hurt.
Yeah, fuck.
Okay, playa, do you want me to come over? C-U-M?
C-U-M.
I'm in work stuff. Yes, no, no, yes.
Well, that's our thing. Yes.
Yes, yes, no, no, yes. No means yes. Okay, dummy. You are one. You are one. And then I send a picture.
Yeah, and then I come over.
On way. So do you want me to come? C-U-M? Who, me?
Later.
And then you say me? Wait,
me?
You
later.
Or me? Well, maybe me, maybe you. You are.
That's
no,
right.
You are plus one.
I know, he is plus one.
Get out
one.
Of my fucking face. No, you. I'm coming over there now. You are one. Where is you?
Yeah.
Driving. No shit, but where? On the back roads. Where is Road Creek? Creek Road? Where are you, sea sucker?
Yeah, sea sucker.
And that's the end.
I'm lost. I don't know.
Oh, you know who the gremlin is? Oh, please. Maybe we shouldn't say who? Jasmine calls it a gremlin all the time. If Bam doesn't know who the gremlin
told you,
is.
Turn it on, dumbass.
Sorry.
Turn it on, Cleveland.
Fucking hell, Cleveland. Don't hit the pothole.
Jesus Christ.
Sorry.
Wait, if Bam doesn't know who the
say
gremlin
sorry
is,
to the Porsche.
Sorry.
Say Porsche. Sorry to the fucking Porsche.
I already
apologize for pissing on the rim.
I am sorry.
You know what? You peeled off a little bit of silver.
No, I didn't. There's no way.
We're all at the mall peeing outside the course. All right,
Chad. I need Chad logic.
Yeah.
Don't, because I'm right.
No.
All right.
I didn't have a Dino CD.
Listen, Chad. I go to Los Angeles, and she has to go to work, and she doesn't have a car. So I give her the Porsche, and I let her take it.
No, I have my car.
She has it for 3 days.
Yeah.
And then when I get home, there's a scratch on the front left top of the thing.
I didn't do
and I'm like, how could you not do it? Who else did it? You're the only one who drove it, and I certainly did not do that.
But I didn't have that fucking
You had it for three fucking days, and then it comes back with a scratch?
Let me tell you something.
Well, Bam's not listening to the disco.
Last time I checked, I'm sorry, someone back
Yeah, and then she has disco what?
I didn't have that CD in your car, asshole.
I don't even know what it was called. It was like Disco Dinosaur.
That's not my CD.
It was like Disco Dinosaur Beats. Volume 3. I'm like, who the
fuck? It was like an order off CD.
Who's in my car sitting in the passenger seat listening to Disco Dinosaur Beats track 3?
Disco Dynasty.
No, Volume 3.
Oh, okay. Listen, my chat, you're fucking some fucking big, tall cunt fucking backed your fucking R8 and smashed out all your fucking lights. Oh, put on my tab, Bam, because I'll fuck you. And I fucking smashed her head. And then some other girl, and I did. I
fucking this now?
Natalie. I fucking double punched both of you.
That was a long time.
Double?
Wow, that's who smashed it, fucking cunt. And then
the Porsche, I didn't even own that then.
And who cares? And then fucking Kate.
We're on to something else, apparently.
Wait, Kate the fucking masseuse, which I love. Fucking,
I haven't seen Natalie's since I had the Porsche. What are you talking about?
And then, smashed the fucking R8, and then Kate ran into a fucking deer. I didn't do anything, and I would fucking fix it in a minute because
Kate ran into a deer, but nothing happened.
Yeah, I know, but
there was just a bunch of deer hair all over the front light.
That was the R8, not the Porsche.
Yeah, that's the R8. Yeah.
It doesn't even have a back seat.
Yeah, it doesn't even have a back seat.
But if I fucking did something, I would fix it in a minute because I
don't
fix
it in a minute. Well, it's been last time I checked, 18 hours.
You were responsible for the car.
It's still dented. It's still fucked up.
You were responsible for the
driver.
All that I'm trying to say,
I didn't do anything.
Chad,
because
Chad lives in New Hope, so
it sat in my driveway for 3 days.
I feel like it's proper logic.
It sat in my driveway for 3 days.
If you lend somebody a car for 3 days and then you go to Los Angeles and then it gets returned with a dent in it,
yeah.
Like, it's your fault. Nobody else drove it.
Regardless
she's trying
of who
to say
did it, you
that,
were
like,
responsible.
Maybe Cleveland drove it. Maybe Mohawk drove it. Nobody drove it except you. And they don't listen
to
fucking disco fucking,
fucking
Volume 3 beats.
I did.
Come over here. Wait,
except Chad.
The Bam fans, like, with me and Bam's leaving for L.A., these three fucking girls walk in. They're like, hi, Bam. I was here last night. Do you remember
man.
Me? My girlfriend wants to use the bathroom. Bam's like, who the fuck are these girls? Lotus is fucking this dumb fucking 17-year-old with fucking balloon panties
on.
Well,
he's 16, so he's allowed.
Balloon
How about Lotus's text message to you?
Balloon
Cleveland.
Panties.
Oh, it's pathetic.
Listen to this.
Should I read it?
Listen to this. Yeah,
fuck
you should
yeah,
fucking
read it.
Read it.
Balloon
Lotus,
panties.
You're getting it, buddy.
Bam goes, who the fuck is walking the door right now?
Yeah.
It's an albino.
It's three blonde-haired 18-year-old girls. They just barge in. They don't even knock.
Wait, use the
and I'm, like, packing to go to Los Angeles,
rude.
And I'm like, what? They're like, hey, what's going on? Part A. I'm like, not part A. I'm going to the fucking airport right now.
Like, get them the fuck out. I call Cleveland. Cleveland, Bam says,
yeah,
to tell them to get the fuck out.
I remember.
She goes, hi, Bam,
remember
me? Yeah, use the bathroom if you want. Like, are you kidding me right now?
Do you have it?
No, I'm looking. I'm looking.
So this is what Lotus has texted to fucking Cleveland. And you could tell that his girlfriend was standing right behind him making him type this. Listen.
Had to be. Okay, here we go.
Like, if you were her, what would you think about this?
Okay, here we go. He goes, if you hear from
so-and-so.
Two girls' names, so-and-so,
so-and-so
and so-and-so, I want nothing to do with that. I used her to make Karen upset. That's it. Tell her / them to go away, and I'm sorry about the whole thing. I love Karen, told her the truth, and we are working it out. Thanks, man.
Like, why the fuck do I have
asshole.
To call up these random
asshole.
Hot dogs strutting floozies?
Lotus, you're an
How's
asshole.
How's it my job?
No, they're not hot dogs strutting floozies. I am. Not them.
You are one.
I am. They aren't.
You're way more of a floozy than them, Tanner.
I'm a hot dog.
We're sorry.
Well, I wish I was a floozy because I catch up to this fucker. Oh, I'm going to be 40 this year. And
yeah,
I'm
40
fucking,
dicks in 40 years.
Yep, I am bagging out.
You want to get fucked by 40 dicks when you turn 40?
Yeah, I want to catch up to you.
All right, if anybody lives nearby Philadelphia or the Westchester area, come to Chad's Ford. Meet me at Hank's place. It's
October
a diner. When October
11th.
That's your birthday. October 11th.
Okay.
Meet us there. We'll be there at 11 o'clock at the diner. So anybody who wants to bang out Tammy, come, because we're trying to find 40 dudes who have hard-ass dicks and want to fuck.
And prior to that, Tammy will be on the corner of High and Gay between the hours 11 and 3.
Why, are you signing up?
I work a serious job then.
Cleveland, are you signing up?
No.
I'm telling Tara.
No.
Why would I care?
October 11th is my
marriage.
We'll text Mrs. Sarah. Tammy is just some girl.
No one cares.
I think the record for a gangbang is like, what is it, 500?
I thought it was 300.
It's over 5. The Jet St. Clair girl was 5, I think. Then somebody else did like 900.
500?
Somebody else did like
900.
No.
In a row.
Oh, and you're trying to do 40? Somebody already did 500 one day. You're already beat. You're already beat.
I don't want a gangbang.
That's weak.
I haven't fucked that many guys.
You don't want a gangbang, just 40 guys.
How many dudes have you fucked?
You're my seventh. That's weak.
Seventh. Do you believe that?
Nope.
Here's why.
She was married for 20 years.
No, I was married to someone just for 11 years of my life.
I'm sorry.
I was with someone for 11 like
and then another dude.
I was with someone from 26.
Tell the truth here.
I am. 26, 34, then I was with my boyfriend Eddie, and then I was with you.
All right, so name all the people that you fucked. No, who's the first one?
Michael, my childhood sweetheart.
Okay.
No last names.
Oh, no, I would never know.
Okay, first name.
Oh, Efren, this guy.
Efren. Zac Efren?
No, Efren.
If you fuck Zac Efren, I'd be impressed.
Yeah, I did. Okay, I did.
Okay, who's next? Who's third?
Jasmine's dad.
You fuck Jasmine? That's fucking incest and disgusting.
Jasmine's dad, asshole.
Oh, Jasmine's dad, okay. That makes sense.
Oh, my God.
All right,
then
four.
I had a boyfriend named Tim.
Yeah. And then,
2 years. Then I had a boyfriend named John.
Yeah.
And then I had...
Now we're on six.
Joe.
Joe,
my
ex. Who I just met, kind of.
Yeah, you kind of did.
So every guy you're with so far were boyfriends.
They're boyfriends. I've always had boyfriends.
Have you ever had a one-night stand?
No, I've never had a one-night stand where I met someone and fucked them and left, which I want to do.
That sounds like something you do.
I don't do that because...
You seem like the type.
Yeah, but just because I'm fun and crazy doesn't mean that I'm the type.
All right, we're at six. Who's seven?
I said Joe.
Joe, so who's
next? No. Joe's six, and then you.
And that's it?
That's it. I was with him for 11 years. What do you want me to do?
For some reason, I kind of believe him.
No, I'm 11 years. I was with someone for 11 years.
Yeah,
of my
I know. 11 years.
She named all boyfriends.
I can tell
you. You never had a one-night ass stand?
I have never met someone and been like, you're going to go back to my house?
Not even a pizza guy?
Not even a pizza boy?
Oh, that's my mom's thing.
That's your mom.
That's my mom's thing.
But not even a one-night stand. How about like a week?
No, I've always had boyfriends.
How about a weeknight stand?
No, I've always had boyfriends. They're all my boyfriends, like 2-year relationships.
How about a weekend stand?
No. I'm trying to catch up to you.
How about a month stand?
Well, because Bam goes, babe, I think I only fucked 33
what
girls.
About a
so then he goes, babe, we can talk, right, because we're best friends.
What did Bam say, 33?
Yeah, so he goes, babe, we can talk, right, because we're best friends.
Why do you think there's more?
Oh, yeah, he wrote it down. No, Chad. Chad. He goes, babe, we're best friends too, right? I said, yeah, of course. He goes, babe, look at Bam, I wrote them all down. He has like a fucking napkin turned inside out of like names. He was like, it was like this.
And the thing is, most of them are people that I can't remember their name. It'll be like Barcelona chick.
Right.
Yeah, no, it was.
Chick
like,
from France.
It was like blonde girl in France.
Chick from Finland.
It was.
Like, I can't remember the fucking name.
It was like, you know, of course our names, but like, it
purple
was like.
Purple hair girl.
Red hair girl, Barcelona girl, a girl in Spain. Oh, girl at the
still
airport
count.
I met.
Oh, girl from the airport.
Yeah. Oh, girl, I met the freshman
like Novak,
stand.
Like when you
oh, girl, I
like
met the
Pam
zoo.
Xanax.
Yeah.
Sheryl Crow's manager. Oops.
Oh, remember the girl that... Oh, yeah, Sheryl Crow's manager was on there. Yeah.
Missouri represent.
And that girl that... Remember that girl that was... You said... Well, I don't believe it, but you said she was raping you.
I got fucking raped by a girl.
But Mohawk. I'm not Mohawk. Novak.
Definitely not
Novak
remember her name.
Novak got you back, though.
No, it was his fault. Yeah. He let her in, and he goes, yeah, he's being a fucking asshole. Go try to fuck him, and I'm passed out.
Then,
of course, I'm sleeping, and if somebody's going to start blowing me, I wind up getting a hard on. Sure. So then I wake up to a girl fucking me.
That will happen.
And I'm like, who the fuck are you? Get out of my room.
Bam sleeps all night with a fucking hard on, but the only thing he does is all of a sudden, when he puts his arm around me, If he feels your tit, and not only me, ladies, whoever else he's with, he feels a titty.
Yeah.
He feels a titty, and then like all of a sudden, like he puts his hand on like my any leg, ladies, and then all of a sudden he feels pussy, and he goes, oh. And he opens up his one eye, and he feels the hair. He feels the length of the hair. So like, he does.
Opens up his one eye.
By one eye?
His one eye. He's like,
which
what?
One?
Just wait, your one
your
eye.
Your left.
My left?
You squeeze your right just, eye.
And then he shows you his one-eyed monster.
Yeah. And then he goes, oh, okay. Because I feel him always feel my hair, and I'm thinking to myself, he probably is wondering if he's with me or some other girl. And he feels the length of my
the
hair.
Length.
He's like, oh, okay, okay.
Oh, I've done that before.
He's never called me another
and
name,
he
but
I've done that
he definitely did call another girl my name once.
Yeah, I did.
And but like the funny thing is, he goes, oh, okay. Oops. And then he's like, but he's a hole poker. He's a fucking hole poker. All he feels is like a pussy. He's like, wait.
That's the whole
point. What length hair? And then he's, oh, different color hair. He's like, wait a minute.
If I see a brunette with hoop earrings, I just assume.
And wait, if it's not a brunette, he probably pulls her face half over to be like, oh, okay. And then to make sure everyone fucking. Usually it's brunettes because we all fucking look alike. We all have dark hair and dark eyes.
And hoop earrings.
Except for some. And hoop earrings.
You have hoop earrings?
Of course.
Yeah, but no one is as hyper. No one has as much energy as you, Tammy.
Or as much hair.
I'm a wild woman.
You're a fucking Energizer Bunny.
She is the Energizer Bunny.
What drugs are you on? Charlie Sheen?
Yeah, seriously.
I'm
on Charlie Sheen.
I'm on an energy bow.
I'll give her that, man.
You're one big energy bow.
I rock you out in bed, though. I do.
What about winning?
Hey, I'm a new bag. One big
by
energy bow.
More like by winning.
No, he's not an energy bow. I am.
Hey, I'm a new bag. One big energy bow.
Wait, you should be
big
like
energy bow.
It's gonna be a whole poker.
Whenever he's all wasted, like and he can't even move. Hey, I'm a new bag. One big energy bow.
Yo, I met someone the other day that goes. Someone the other day goes, yo, is Novak Bam's baby girlfriend? I'm like, of course, he's a jackass. Sure. He goes, yo, we have the same lawyer from Baltimore.
Yeah, Butler.
He goes, dude, he goes, Novak was waiting for his lawyer. He goes, babe, he goes, he was like slouched down in a chair, couldn't even see. Like,
where did he go?
Slouching over. Oh, and by the way, you say like, you go, and I like, you say
well,
like.
Where did he go?
He goes.
Where did he go?
You say like all the time.
Well, you say, where did he go?
You say like.
God,
and
you guys
are like,
make me puke.
No, you do.
I'm playing fucking Volbeat.
Yeah. Speaking of Volbeat, CKY is going to be doing some shows with them later.
Oh, yeah. That's going
to
be awesome.
That will be cool.
Hi, Danny. And I love you for making Purple Rains
purple
and doubles
rain
and triples.
At PJ Wellhands.
At PJ Wellhands in Downingtown.
Yeah.
This is Valbeat. This one goes out to Danny.
What track?
Track one. Obviously. The Mirror and the Ripper.
Oh, you always play
Radio Bam Series 28 Faction.
Faction.
CKY will be playing with Volbeat soon.
Don't burp my face.
I just did. Can't take it back
what
now.
What you get.
That's what you get. Where's that at?
All right, Volbeat. Radio Bam.
Sick and tired of fighting all the crap inside. Starting a new day, breathing in the morning, kind of feeling like there's something behind. I said, the lonely, 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 lonely day. Yeah.
Valbeat.
Valbeat.
No, Valbeat.
Where are they from, Germany?
No, they're from the King of Prussia Mount.
Oh, yeah, fuck yeah.
No, really.
Oh, yeah, fuck yeah. No, I honestly, I don't know. But they're you're playing with them.
Yeah, yeah.
That's going to be awesome.
CKY's got a bunch of other tour dates.
Where are you playing with them at?
I'm not sure what the Valbeat shows are, but...
I want to know.
I'm not sure yet.
People want to know.
Oh, that'll be announced as soon as... CKY's going back out on tour this week, actually.
Well, and tell me where.
I have fucking some dates, man, here. I
got you have some fucking dates?
I got some fucking
dates.
I want
to know when you're playing with Valbeat.
Well, what's the difference?
The difference is Valbeat and CKY together is
that
double
is a good
time
show, yeah. I agree, but this is a CKY headlining tour right here.
Okay. Who's opening?
Black Cowgirl and I think Lion Eyes a couple. It's Hannah's.
Hannah's
Yeah, I've heard Black Cowgirl. I know what they played.
Are they good?
I haven't heard them yet. But
they played in town.
Thank God we have Hannah back on the road, though. That's for sure. Better than having Louis as a tech.
Jake's bar.
So, hey, man, can I say some CKY dates?
Big time.
CKY starts tour on Thursday night, St. Paddy's Day, Lancaster, PA, at the Chameleon Club. Then we're back in Philadelphia at the TLA on South Street on Friday night, the 18th. Tickets are all available for these shows still. New York City, the Gramercy Theater on Saturday night, the 19th. CKY.
Of what month?
Of this coming month. This fucking month. March.
What's the month?
March 19th. March. These are all March dates. Wow. Then Hartford, Connecticut. Then Alston, Mass. Then Asbury Park at Stone Pony. Morgantown, West Virginia, 123 Pleasant Street, where Jesse drank 7 cases of Yingling, I think. Oh, pretty much. Him and 4 dudes split 7 cases of Yingling. Him and 4 dudes.
Was he shitbag wasted?
Of course.
Like, what did he do dumb?
Nothing. He played great.
Oh, really?
Absolutely.
Well, what's the problem?
Nothing, man. I'm just saying. 7 fucking cases between 4 dudes.
I'm just trying to say
what's the
problem.
Fucking lot of beer, yeah? And then Buffalo, New York, at a place called Mohawk.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
Is it red Mohawk?
I'm not sure what color the building is.
That guy.
Or is it Reverend Red Mohawk?
Reverend Red.
You know, the guy.
In New York.
You know Reverend Red. The guy who did the wedding.
Then the 27th is Baltimore, Maryland.
Yeah, that guy.
Richmond, Virginia.
Yeah.
And then...
That's Guartown.
April, Grand Prairie, Alberta, Canada.
That's where I'm going.
Really? You better be going to some of these other ones, too, bro.
I am, but I have to go back to Calgary.
When's the TLA?
Do you really?
You do?
Do you have another appearance?
Yeah.
For what, Calgary?
Because I have to go.
You do?
Back, yeah. Talk to Adam. Talk to Gay Adam.
He didn't talk to me about it.
Talk to Gay Adam.
We're trying to hook up some other CKY dates in April in
Canada.
Well,
Gay Adam says that I have to be at the CKY show.
When is
the
TLA one? Is
that
this one?
The TLA is this Friday night.
The 18th.
Yep. March 18th is Friday night.
Why, you got a problem?
Philadelphia. CKY Philadelphia shows, dude, always a good fucking time.
Yep.
Absolutely New York City as well. And we got Jeremy doing sound, which is awesome.
Well, what about Volbeat?
Volbeat, I'm not sure what those dates are. I can
How
look
do you not
up.
Know?
Because I fucking have a lot of tour dates, dude.
Well, who has a goddamn iPad?
He's got a lot going on.
Those, dude, those were just fucking.
They just happened?
I don't even know if they're confirmed.
Well,
I mean,
make them confirm.
They are confirmed.
You know what?
Not
I have the contact of his manager. I'll make it confirm right now.
No. We're doing them.
Justin Hirschman.
They just had the dates haven't Warner been Brothers. Released to the public.
Justin Hirschman.
I'll confirm you.
Due to probably interrupting other promoters' shit right now.
Well, I'll call Justin Hirschman. I just talked to him on the goddamn internet.
No, we're on, dude. And we may be doing something with them in July
you
as
better
well.
Play with Volbeat.
We That's are.
That'd be fucking awesome.
It will be great.
Yeah.
So, fuck it, man. What else is going on?
What? How much time do we have left?
Volbeat is playing the TLA on
no,
the 24th.
No, that's not it.
Yeah, no, but
that's
Volbeat.
Not the gig we're on with.
Yeah, but well, that no. Volbeat is playing.
Okay.
On the 24th.
Good.
Because I'm going.
Oh, cool.
All right.
So that means you'll be missing CKY at the Stone Pony.
Where's that at?
Fucking Asbury Park.
Oh, Asbury Park?
Yeah.
I told Justin Hirschman I'd be there.
All right, well, now I know where your priorities are. Maybe we should just play a CKY song then.
Ask her about her
nipple.
Sounds like a plan.
What's about your nipple?
Do you have a favorite nipple?
She needs a microphone.
What?
Speaking of Cleveland's got a mic. Tammy wants to talk about tits.
Do you have a favorite nipple?
Everybody wants to talk about tits.
I have a favorite nipple. My right nipple.
Really?
Do you have a favorite one?
No,
give her your earphones. Give her your earphones.
Yeah, take the whole thing.
Give this sexy blonde.
Do you have a certain tit that you like?
You got a favorite nipple, Mr. Whipple?
It has to be my right one.
Yeah, me too.
And why?
Why is that?
And why? Why?
You don't care about the left?
The right one just turns me on.
Do a test.
Do a test.
What? Do a test.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man.
Now she's getting all turned. See?
Or oh, what if one's numb?
Which one's better?
I don't care. Is the right one better?
Is one number than the other?
The left one's
why
a little salty.
That? No, but why do you like, I like the right one can turn me on, I can come in a minute. But the left one, I'm like, oh, whatever. Yeah. And Bam's like, why don't you like the left
Tammy,
one?
Tammy, you gotta learn how to just say it and not beat around the fucking bush.
I'm trying not
I know,
to.
You just don't beat around the bush.
I know, like you try to like, you talk around the whole problem. You never say what you really feel.
I wish you would just be more blunt.
That's why Bam loves
you. You need to learn how to be more blunt.
You do.
Tammy, we only have an hour show
here. It's ridiculous.
I know, but if I didn't talk the way I did, Bam wouldn't love me. So, but seriously, she likes your girl likes right nipple, Mohawk, right?
Sure.
You just sucked her nipple. Obviously, she likes it. The left one I could give a fuck about, but the right one, I'm like, yeah. I want to have an orgasm from it. I don't know why.
Oh, shit. Wait, track six.
It's not a bad thing. It's a good thing. I'm like, the left one.
303.
Spelled O-H.
Would you wear your left one out already?
Say hi to Mohawk.
Did you wear your left one out?
I don't know. I just don't like it.
You little hot dog strutting
floozy. I just don't like it.
Three-door whore. You wear it out.
No, I just don't like it. I never really liked my tits.
Those six dudes before Bam wore out the left one.
By the way, I never really liked it until I was like 20 years old.
Did the six dudes before me double... triple
the left one has some mileage.
No, seriously, I never really
sex,
used
sex tuple. Tuple.
I
sex
never tuple. Liked my tits being sucked till I was like 28, 29. Seriously.
Shut up.
I don't, when you're young, you're not like your tits being sucked.
Are you serious?
You're the biggest maniac in a bedroom I've ever met.
Yeah,
you're trying
I'm
to tell 30s. Me.
Because I'm in my 30s. I'm in my dirty.
I declare shenanigans.
I'm in my
man.
Dirty 30s, baby. And now I'm going
to
be my
long.
Filthy 40s.
And now you want to be. You're
I'm
already
be,
40.
I'm 39. I'm in my dirty 30s. That's why I'm a fucking maniac in bed. I'm in my 30s.
You're 39.
Yeah, I'll be in my filthy 40s
35.
Next year. Yeah.
Doesn't
so
even
wait,
rhyme.
You turn 39, you want to be a hot dog strutting floozy?
No, but you made me a little bit of a maniac in bed. Well, you are definitely like a dirty fucking piece of fuck in bed. You are dirty. You want fucking dildos.
50 foot of rope, Tammy.
Ass.
Because I'm crazy.
I know, that's what I'm saying. I'm in my 30s and you're the
I like
best
it like
person.
That.
Exactly.
I like it like that.
Touche, motherfucker.
I like it like that.
Touche.
Good one.
All right, 303. Touching on my Radio Bam Series 28 Faction XM52, track 6.
Oh, yeah, fuck you. Yeah. Oh, yeah, fuck you.
What's this? 303? What's the name of the song? It's a band.
No.
It's called Touching on My, track 6.
303?
303.
30H exclamation 3.
I'm kissing.
Fine.
Kiss me then.
Fine.
All right. Fine, Radio Bam Series XM.
Kick-ass.
Dance on this one.
Girl, I gotta know how you dance like that. you worry, you're too fine. We got one thing on our minds, and we got plenty of time. Girl, I gotta go, I'm finished with the show. If you wanna me, I won't say no. Touching on mine while I'm touching on yours. You know that we are gonna, cause I don't give a. Girl, I gotta go, I'm finished with the show. If you wanna me, I won't say no. Touching on mine while I'm touching on yours. You know that we are gonna, cause I don't give a. I can't get you out of my mind. With the way you walk, the way you walk, the way you walk, you should be a sign. The way you make me stop, make me stop, make me stop. Cause some like fast and some like slow. Ladies come and ladies go. Skip the telling, let's just show. Cause I want you to know. Girl, I gotta go, I'm finished with the show. If you wanna me, I won't say no. Touching on mine while I'm touching on yours. You know that we are gonna, cause I don't give a. Girl, I gotta go, I'm finished with the show. If you wanna me, I won't say no. Touching on mine while I'm touching on yours. You know that we are gonna, cause I don't give a. I want you, want you, want you now. And I know you want me, want me, want me now. Cause there's not that much to figure out. So baby, let's get down. Girl, I gotta go, I'm finished with the show. If you wanna me, I won't say no. Touching on mine while I'm touching on yours. You know that we are gonna, cause I don't give a. Girl, I gotta go, I'm finished with the show. If you wanna me, I won't say no. Touching on mine while I'm touching on yours. You know that we are gonna, cause I don't give a.
Does it look like I give a fuck?
Holy Lord, I got a boner.
Strap yourselves in and lace up those shoes because you're listening to Radio Banner.
Turn it up.
Faction.
303 Radio. Oh. Something's happening over here.
What happened?
Now I'm getting my fingers licked.
Well, he's just in my pussy, so that's why.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Well, it tastes good,
you,
so.
You don't beat around the bush.
I know.
Dude, I'm serious.
Finally,
like,
you're learning.
Yeah, you got to learn how to just. Say
well,
it.
Well, you were fingering my pussy, so I
don't beat around
it.
The bush.
It tastes good, so I can taste it.
And the bush is...
So walk
is
up to a
hair. Bush. The bush
it is.
Ronald needs to come trim that shit at 3 a.m.
I know.
Yeah,
Ronald. Get over here.
Ronald needs to trim it.
No, you like it like that.
I know.
Well, I would trim it.
Yeah, but he's the tree trimmer. Ronald's at the Courtyard Marriott, Hatboro,
oh,
Pennsylvania.
Poor
representative Ronald.
Poor Ronald.
Thanks for kicking me out. I paid $100 to stay in a room that I never got to stay in. Thank you.
A.K.A. LeBron.
It was only $100.
That's it. It was a shitty hotel.
Well, sure
there was
courtyard?
Bed bugs. Hundreds of them.
I'm sure. Wait, tons.
No, hundreds. Of them.
No, but you like the word tons.
But that's not how this
on
works.
Your Italian
why am I explaining?
Wait, Bam made me order a fucking Italian hoagie the other day. He goes, babe. I want you to order a Italian hoagie.
The same thing happened today.
Wait, we do
said,
that today,
he
babe.
Said he goes, say tons of sweet peppers. And then he made me answer the door. I had a tank top on, no panties, and thigh-high socks. And the guy was like, eye to eye.
Well, today Cleveland threw a $50 airplane at him.
And then when I walked away, I turned around to say something. His eyes were on my ass. I was like, the fuck? And he's just like laughing in the background. He's like, babe, answer the door naked. I'm like, I'm not answering naked.
Dude, bam.
You have to.
Well, in the summertime, I did it.
It's so much better. Think about how much better it would make a pizza delivery boy's day if some hot girl answered the fucking door naked and paid for the pizza.
Well, give him a $30.
Now he has something to talk about. His day has been made.
I was a pizza delivery guy on the fucking UAD
campus. Would you not like it? Even if it was a fat ass bitch, I would think it was hysterical.
Anytime I got a call from a sorority house, I was like, fuck yes, I don't even want to tip because all those girls would do that playfully and answer the door with three girls with titties out. It was awesome.
Were you here in the summer when he made me answer it in high heels and a scarf and just covered my nipples? The guy was
your pussy was all hanging out.
You walked outside.
Covering your nipples. Remember, why are you being a prude?
You walked outside.
I have a scarf over my nipples and fucking butthole, high five.
Your butthole is hanging out.
Your fucking butthole is hanging out.
Falling down the hill with your butthole all hanging out.
But by far, Tony does have the best piece of boys, let me
see. Oh, yeah.
Tony does.
I was raised way better than
you. Who's Tony?
I can't say.
Yes, you can.
My mom.
Everyone knows that your mom fucked the pizza guy.
Yeah. No, but not everybody knows, but
Trust me. Trust me.
This is the national radio show. The entire nation knows this.
My mom was all fucked up.
You found out 2 years later.
No, 4 years. At a
4 years later?
At a party.
Oh, that's so funny. Yeah.
She was on. It was, I think it's called Percocets. And she answered the door in a fur coat.
I'm familiar.
She answered the door in a fur coat, long length, all the way to her ankles.
And she was hopped up on Percocets and booze.
And she goes, I just don't have any money. And she goes, well, fuck you. The pizza boy was like, okay. So I'm at a party. 4 years later, and they're like, yeah, best delivery story ever. And I was like, wait a minute, what? And they're like,
wait, what address was that?
I know.
Like, some blonde ass mom came up.
And my mom was in the
And she's like, what road is this? Right. She's like, Victoria Lane. And she's like, that's my fucking
mom. Fucking mom.
She was wearing her lawnmowing outfit.
Man. Oh, remember the lawnmowing outfit?
Did you ever call your mom out on it?
No, I want to. You tried
Let's to set right your now. Mom up on a date with Novak.
Call Tony.
No, Novak.
Yeah, you did. You wanted Novak to bang around.
I was just humoring him.
Because
you were fed up with the dude who had a NASCAR hat on with a NASCAR t-shirt on NASCAR fucking jeans with Marlboro fucking boots.
My mom, whole entire life has been like this like rich girl or whatever. And then she's very snooty and I'm not really close to her, but like all of a sudden we go to a family party. So I come in, I'm in like high heels, like a nice outfit. Mm-hmm. I walk in, it's summertime. This bitch has like her boyfriend, they're all in NASCAR. All of her his sons are 19 years old, they all have 3 kids fucking each. The wives are fucking fat and I'm like, what the fuck? I walk in. And then they broke the fucking like buffet table by wrestling.
Oh my god.
This is what I walked into.
Yo, Rusty, get in here. We got an alligator to wrestle.
Jeff Gordon hat's twisted.
Marlboro boots.
And who was it?
Marlboro boots, when you collect the miles.
And there was a fucking tent. There was a fucking tent that wasn't built up yet in the yard. There was a tent that he won that you can build up.
Man.
Come on. Sometimes that's all you can say.
I think it's time to go, ladies and gentlemen.
Chat. Bye, boys and girls.
Do you want to end it on a CKY note?
Get laid tonight, whatever you do, please. Because I am.
I need to get laid tonight.
I am.
I think it's my turn to get laid. I need to get laid.
Well, go ahead and do it.
Well, maybe if you don't end up in ambulances in Atlantic City,
I know.
You get laid.
Don't wind up in ambulances.
That's not
going to
happen tonight.
And don't
Chad,
fire
you want to play
CKY?
Sure.
Which one?
Babe, find a
girl. We'll just play some off IDR. It's all I have in front of me.
I think that you should play track 4.
You know what that is?
Attached to the HEOP.
Is it?
He knows everything.
I thought it was
Frenetic
and Music.
Whoa. It's track 5.
Holy
friend.
Shit.
He
dude.
Knows it all, Chad. He's crazy.
I'd like to hear a skate more personally.
All right, yeah. So to all the CKY Alliance, we'll see you out on tour. Philadelphia on Friday night, Lancaster Thursday night, Saturday night, New York City, on and on and on.
CKY Volbeat.
Dude, I'm awesome.
I'm going to Lancaster.
It's awesome.
Cool,
bye,
bro.
Guys.
All right, Rock and Roll Radio Bam Series XL.
Attached at the hip to me.
That's Radio Bam for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 to 4 p.m.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
Faction.